Welcome to Tehillim 150 with the OU Women's Initiative. Parak Chaf Beis, Chapter 22, Power in the Wake of Humility. True or false? The more humble someone is, the more they think they can accomplish. I'll repeat that in slightly different words. True or false? The more humility one has, the more they think they can accomplish. At first thought, many of us would likely say false, thinking that someone who is humble probably doesn't think that they can do all that much in life, and the more arrogant one is, the more they likely think they can achieve great things. In this parak of Tehillim, continuing our exploration of David HaMelech's humility, we learn the exact opposite to be true. Hold on to your hats, my friends. This is an amazing paradigm shift. Pasuk Zayin, V'anochi tolas v'lo ish, I am like a worm and not a man. For us, living in 2023, hearing someone compare themselves to a worm may automatically trigger a referral to the guidance counselor in school and then to the therapist's office to work on their self-esteem. Mefarshim, however, explain that David HaMelech is saying that since he doesn't consider himself like a man, rather like a worm, a weak creature that can simply be stepped upon, he doesn't rely on his own strength and wisdom. Instead, David has complete bitachon, complete trust in Hashem, who is the ultimate source of all wisdom, power, and strength. This is actually a foundational principle of what it means to have anava, to be humble, and why humility in its proper form actually empowers us to realize we are capable of greatness. David was a king. He was a successful warrior, the ancestor of all kings of Klal Yisrael, the progenitor of Mashiach. He wrote Tehillim, the words we're learning right now, the words woven throughout our formal tefillah, the words sung in the Beis HaMikdash, and Emir Tashem will be sung again in the final Beis HaMikdash. David accomplished great things, but he recognized that all his talents and strength and successes didn't come from him. He alone was nothing. He equates himself to a worm. Anything he accomplished in life, he recognized was because he was attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of it all. Rabbi Zelig Pliskin explains this idea beautifully. Quote, he says, "The ultimate empowerment comes from realizing that you are 100% dependent on Hashem for every bit of intelligence that you have. You are totally dependent on Hashem for anything you are able to do." End quote. You will face challenges in life. We all do. Situations that feel daunting can feel and be overwhelming. You may not feel capable enough, smart enough, physically or emotionally strong enough. You may not feel, fill in the blank, enough. Tap into this reality. When you connect to Hashem, when you rely on Him, when you recognize that all you have is yours only because Hashem is giving it to you, and that He is the ultimate source of everything possible, then vistas open wide. And everything for you becomes possible. The more we can achieve true anava, proper humility, then we actually experience the power of possibilities that come in its wake. Thank you for listening to Tehillim 150, 150 days, 150 ways to connect to our Creator. Tehillim 150 is dedicated by Miriam and Alan Greenspan, Le'ilui Nishmat Shifra Friedman, Shifra Basfegel Chana and Yisrael Aryeh, beloved mother, grandmother, and great-grandmother.